Amen. So today we continue with the mystery of the Holy Ghost written by Dr. Edmund Anyahamive, and today are the chapters 7 and 8. So we go. Chapter 7, heading, I will come to you. John 14, 16 to 18, Jesus says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, who is now, that Spirit, who is the truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. Look at this, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. He was and he is, and he is to come, the Almighty. Brackets Revelation 1:7-8. He knows what he said. Christ was the comfort of the disciples, but must return spiritually as the same comforter. He is right. When he was with them, they knew him. He said, but you know him. He was spiritually going to come to them as the Holy Ghost, to be in them as he was dwelling with them. To crown it all, he said, John 14:18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He is the most Holy Ghost. Those who do not submit to believe that all things were by him and for him, and that in him all things consist, in brackets, Colossians 1:16-17. I'm sorry to say they should pray harder to escape from the sin of bigots and Pharisees. Such persons may die in their sin if they refuse to believe he is the ultimacy of the work of God. Please, you are not made to see the revelation of the kingdom as confusing due to the way you were taught in times past to grow maturely on the outskirts of the only kingdom life gospel. Do not forget it is written that to you, sons of God, it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, O God. But to those who chose to remain outside the saving humility, everything is parabolic, in brackets, Mark 4:11 and Matthew 13:11. Heading, Jesus Christ before his death, John 15:26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, he shall testify of me. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Heading, analysis. Look at the above scriptures properly again. Do you see that the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, is in the name of Jesus? Without the Holy Ghost dwelling in a man, he is tempted to think that the scriptures contradict themselves. Especially reading through the two last scriptures, you wonder why Jesus, the Lord of all, made two statements which naturally seem as though they are contradictory. No, God forbid. They are the same if only you fully understand who is the Father, who is the Son, and who is the Holy Ghost. The Lord said, the Father will send the Comforter again, he said. Himself will send him. Furthermore, he said, he shall testify of him. Again, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Those speeches are where you should learn the lesson you want to know. You know Jesus is the truth. Humble yourself. Listen spiritually to the voice of God. What do all these mysterious speeches mean to you? the reader. Now know whom you believe. Read also John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Revelation 1:1 confirms that Christ is the revealer of the things to come. Read also Revelation 22:16. Heading: Analysis. In that scripture, the Lord presents the Holy Ghost as a messenger like himself. He said, "For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak." He shall not speak of himself simply means he is not another person, with another voice and other words. Let us also remember clearly that the Lord Jesus placed that position of the Holy Ghost in the ultimate esteemed reverence by saying, Matthew 12:31-32, "Wherefore I say to you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven to men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven to men. And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall neither be forgiven him in this world nor in the world to come." Having read through all of this, can you now reconcile why Jesus Christ brought the Holy Ghost as a messenger that will not speak except he hears? In John 16:14, he says, "He shall glorify me." What is this we are reading? Are ye questioning the same? The mysteries of God seem controversial. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was made manifest in the flesh as Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus, the Lord, meaning that God transfigured and declared his lordship from immortality to mortality. Now the same Lord has returned still as the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus, now being born as Son of Man, is simply saying that he who is now that Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is still the messenger of the covenant, in brackets Malachi 3:1. It is one God of mysteries, having come as man. He took the human name as Jesus. He is 100% God, but stooped down to our level to save all mankind he made. 1 Corinthians 12:6. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who is the Spirit walking all in all. This is the scripture. Heading: His divine conception. His divine conception has been analyzed in this book, that God conceived himself into the belly of a holy and chaste virgin by mystery, and was born as the Holy Son of God without human interference. By human legal judgment, Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. Prove it now. Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together as husband and wife, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. How do you see that? By the statement in the scripture according to Matthew 12:31-32, and also in 1:18, we hear Jesus the Son of Man placing the Holy Ghost in the highest awesome honor, even higher than the Son of Man. Now how come Jesus again seeming to place the Holy Ghost as a messenger like himself and saying that the Holy Ghost must not act without destruction, and must testify of him. No wonder he told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. In brackets, Luke 24:49. You must remember that several times the Lord God swore an oath in the scriptures by his name, for he is the creator of all and greater than all. Who instructs the Lord of all the universe? From whom will he hear before acting? Some of his mysteries might have been a puzzle to some thinkers. The answer is this: the Lord is above all. That is why he swore by his name. Brackets, Hebrews 6:13-16. God instructed by himself. He is the Word. He cannot change. His will is in him, the Word. John 1:1-14, etc. He does not compromise his will. He is ruled by his patterned will. Why is that the spiritual wrong applications about the standard of God are always more fluent and popular in the mortal tongues? Now we are in the New Testament of the Holy Ghost operations. You have also heard the Christians shouting, "Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit," about. Consider this as you read through this book. This is recovery book. Open up and receive your eternal recovery today. Don't miss it, in Jesus' name. The Lord allowed the mystery of God in order to bring his fear into the hearts of them that know it and receive it. The Holy Ghost is the power of the kingdom of God that fulfilled on a Pentecost day, in brackets, Acts 2:1-4. Take note also that Christ is the power of God, 1 Corinthians 1:24. In Jesus Christ is the Father and the Holy Ghost. He is all in all. He only segmented his operations to function as the Father, function as the Son, function as the Holy Ghost. The mysterious works and the supernatural gifts and operations of the Lord are attributed to the Spirit. Amen. And chapter 8. Heading Holy Ghost only. In New Testament, we have all agreed that the scriptures contained in the Bible are holy and mysterious. As we had discussed earlier, how the Spirit is identified in the Old Testament as adjective connected to the holy. So it is. We have only found the Spirit or Spirit, the Holy Spirit or Spirit, the Spirit or Spirit of God. We have not yet found any single reference of the Holy Ghost. It is only in the New Testament that the Holy Ghost began to feature in the Holy Scriptures for 89 times. Why is it so? God is completely a Spirit living forever in his image, that is Christ. In bracket, John 14:10-20, 10:38, and 17:21. In the Old Testament, he was only manifesting to men by his immortal body, especially to Abraham, in bracket Genesis 18:1. 3. Being a spirit, the God of the spirits of all flesh, in bracket Numbers 16:22, he must come to save man of the flesh from his nature of sinfulness. Number 4. To come to dwell on earth physically, for sometimes he must follow the process of natural birth by coming out of immortal image to mortality. Number 5. By the power of his everlasting supernatural immortality in the Word, he conceived himself into a holy and chaste virgin and was born mortal from immortality to save us from sin. Matthew 1:21. 6. While he was still putting on his immortal body in the Old Testament or covenant, the Old Testament scriptures cannot portray him as a ghost, although his ghost is the spirit. 7. The New Testament features him as Holy Ghost because A. He is the Holy. Holy and reverend is his name. Psalm 111, verse 9. B. He is perfectly holy. Matthew 5:48. C. He is the ghost because of death and resurrection. D. His resurrection body is the Holy Ghost body. And E. Both holy and ghost appear in capital letters because he is the holy and he is the ghost. And E. Both Holy Ghost joined together becomes one proper Both holy and ghost joined together becomes one proper noun, one name, that is Holy Ghost. Heading: Old Testament. The Old Testament presents him as a spirit or Holy Spirit because he was yet to come into the mortality that will transmogrify into immortality. This is why the sacred scriptures did not feature Holy Ghost in the Old Testament. How should he be called a ghost, whereas he was not known to have died at any time in this world before? He came to suffer and die for our sins and iniquities. He was only revealed as Holy God, Lord, Spirit, Spirit of God, not ghost of God or of the Lord. Now we have the ghost of the Lord, because by our sin and transgressions we made our ever-living Holy Lord to come as man and died for us, resurrected in holiness, and remade still our ever-living Holy Ghost. Heading: Pre-existed immortal glory. Exodus 33, verses 13 to 15 and 17. Now therefore, I beseech you, I have found grace in your sight. If I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he, Moses, said to him, the Lord, if your presence does not go with me, do not carry us out from here. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do this thing which you have also spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Upon all these promises the Lord made to Moses in their dialogue, Moses would not let him go. He pressed forward to know more of the Lord. We should identify with such role models as Moses if we must enjoy the Lord as they did. Moses went on to say, according to Exodus 33:18, I beseech you, show me your glory. The Lord's response. And he, the Lord, said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he, the Lord, said, you cannot see my face, for there shall no mortal man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory you request it for passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock and will cover you with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and you shall see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Heading Analysis. The scriptures cannot be broken, as the Lord has said. You might have read in this book that Lord Jesus is his theophany, projection or manifestation. When God manifests, he is the Lord. For no man has seen God at any time but his manifestation, the Lord, in bracket John 1:18. When he came down upon Mount Sinai, please read the following. Read Exodus 19:18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Ever before the Lord manifested to the world in flesh, he permitted Moses to see his glorious body, which was finally glorified through his resurrection. His resurrection is his glorification in the New Testament. Moses went too far with the Lord, please. The body shown to Moses is his glorious church. He presented his body as vine that is a tree, and his disciples sense as his branches, in bracket John 15:5. The sense as his living branches are of the same tree which is his immortal body. His body, in which the Spirit of God lives, dwells permanently, built without hands, is what God sees and knows as his church. This is the only true reason in the Holy Bible why the church is called the body of Christ. When this man Moses returned from his mountain the second time, he had to protect the skin of his face from human view because it carried celestial glory. 1. It is definitely on his mission to this mountain the Lord might have revealed to him how he made the heaven and earth. 2. Also how the world was destroyed by flood. 3. How Noah built the ark of gopher wood by God's specified dimensions. 4. How the world restarted and repopulated through Noah. 5. How language of the world changed from one to so many. 6. How he covenanted and called Abram and changed his name to Abraham. 7. How his covenant with Abraham became a seed by whom all the families of the world should be blessed, and how the seed transited into the loins of King David until Holy Virgin Mary conceived of him to become the savior of the whole world from sin. No man was there when God created the universe, but he chose to reveal it to whom he would. It was the same one everlasting body, Ephesians 4:4, Moses saw upon the mountain rock that mysteriously got into the womb of the Holy Virgin Mary to be conceived and was born as the Son of God. Never for one day did he ever call Mary mother, in bracket John 2:4, 19:26-27. Though Mary conceived him in her virgin womb, he was the creator of Mary. Mary was his evangelical messenger or witness, in bracket John 2:5. There is only one God who owns his own body or organic image, and this God is one spirit, in bracket Ephesians 4:4-6. The Lord who was before Abraham and the whole universe is the introducer of writings, science, and technology. He is the omniscient writer. John 8:58. Verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. The Jews confirmed that he attended no secular academic institution, but he is sound and very learned and educated. John 7:15. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never learned from any school? Read Exodus 31:18. And he gave to Moses when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. When he was on earth, and even out of the earth, he was always titled as Lord, because he had associated with man as a man. In his immortal glory, he is the four capital letters Lord, all Lord, all the letters capital. When Moses got down from the mount, his anger was kindled when he met the Israelites worshipping idol as God, and he broke the two tables of stone he got from the Lord. He returned to the mountain on appointment with the Lord and received another exactly similar to what he destroyed. In bracket Exodus 34:28-30. The Lord was warned that no man should either subtract or add to his everlasting edited words. In brackets Revelation 22:18-19. The Lord took to use the name Jesus when he came into the world in flesh. Jesus literally means the Savior. Being translated from Greek to English, it is rendered as Jehovah is salvation. However, this person called Jesus is the Lord and Christ. At his name, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Philippians 2:9-11. Amen. And next time is then from chapter 9 to the end. Amen.